ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to RSCSN, the Reduced Shakespeare Company Sports Network, and we're coming to you live from Sonoma, California, talking tonight about the Reduced Shakespeare Company, known for years and decades as a very good away team, a very good traveling team. Their record on the road is stellar. Their record at home, not quite so much, but I'm talking with Captain Reed Martin, who's here playing in his hometown, Sonoma, California. Reed Martin, talk to us about how you feel.
Now, I feel the way the Washington Generals feel every game playing the Harlem Globetrotters. But we're at home. What do I do? We're batting second. I don't even know what that means.
In a two-man race, we're going to lose.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 278, Home Field Disadvantage. Last week, we played two shows in Sonoma County, California, just north of San Francisco and the ancestral home of the Reduced Shakespeare Company for, lo, these last 30 years. One of the shows was actually in the town of Sonoma, the actual hometown of our own Reed Martin, who told us what it feels like to play a home game.
I get nervous. We've probably talked about this on the podcast before because, you know, maybe we're in a 2,500-seat theater in, I don't know, Chicago. Well, I don't know anybody.
Right. Here, so who cares?
Yeah, so it's 330 seats. Probably 320 of them I'm going to bump into at Safeway tomorrow, and they're going to let me know how it went.
Well, and it's not only your hometown, but it's the hometown of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Our office is here in town. Ali Bostad, our office manager, stage manager, wardrobe mistress, whatever the hell else she does, grew up here. In fact, we're playing in the Sebastiani Theater, where Allie has been working and doing shows since she was a kid, and apparently I met her. First time I met her, she let me out of a bathroom that I was locked in.
Yes, I didn't, neither Austin nor I remember this, but Allie was saying, yeah, the first time I met Austin, he was locked in the John here at the Sebastiani Theater. I didn't ask any more questions.
Well, in the Sebastiani Theater, we'll hear more about the Sebastiani Theater in a future podcast. It's a beautiful old building, but I guess the key word is old there, because the doorknob fell off of the men's room of the bathroom in the dressing room backstage, but you hear about this about professional athletes. You know, when they're playing at their home stadium, yes, there's a sense of pride. We own this place. There's a relaxation, but there's also the attendant stuff that they got to deal with because all of their relatives want free tickets. They've got to arrange free tickets for everybody.
Yeah, it's more like. If, say, you play for the San Francisco Giants, but you're from Atlanta, so every time you go to Atlanta, there's stuff to deal with. Right. Everybody wants tickets. There's extra PR to do. So, whereas if you're playing for a team and you play 60 or 80 games there a year, but we only play Sonoma. It's been 2 years since we played Sonoma. So, right. It's great, but there's PR to do. There's just all kinds of extra things that one isn't used to doing, and right. It just throws off your sort of schedule.
Well, and also you want to do it right for the home crowd. You know, I mean, it's been a while, but I think we did three performances at my old high school auditorium in Piedmont, California, as a benefit for children's. They were all benefits for Children's Hospital, and I know the first show we did there was the America show, and that was the first show I had written with you guys. And I don't do a lot in the America show for like the first half of the first act, so I'm sort of standing there. I'm the third guy. I'm the Zeppo of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And I was sort of acutely aware of, okay, we're performing. I'm standing here, stage right, watching the other two guys be funny. And we're playing in my old theater, and all my family and friends are going, "Why is Austin just standing there? When's he gonna do something?" And then later on I start to do something, but I was acutely aware of. What does my family think?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the boys, you know, Campbell and Keane are here, and they're all excited, and Jane's here, and inevitably, because we only play here rarely, the shows sell out.
Yes.
And then you get a call from, hey, you know, I forgot to buy my ticket, even though it's been advertised for 6 months. And and are there any more tickets? No, they're not. Well, it's sold out.
Well, I love a friend of ours today who was emailing us. Hey, can you get us any comps? No, it's a benefit. We don't want to give away any comps. Okay. Are there tickets for sale? Yeah, there's still some tickets for sale. Are the seats reserved? You know what? Yeah. Let me Google that for you.
Are there lions in the show? Are we wearing costumes and things?
You know, there's other ways to find out this information rather than bothering the people who are in the show.
I tell you what I love is that because it's a cinema, they're selling popcorn and beer out there. And we need hot dogs.
Well, I love, too, that they've got got the beer and wine concession right in the front row, at the front of the stage. So right now, there's a bucket of beer on the stage, which if they keep that there, this will be my favorite venue ever. Allie Bostic, this is your hometown. Hometown run for you. You're performing this. You got the home field disadvantage here at the Sebastiani Theater. What's it been like working in the old theater that you grew up in? You know every crook and nanny of this place, right?
Well, since I know every crook and nanny, I've been expected to find things in every crook and nanny.
Oh, right. There's nobody here. You're the one who has the most experience. Usually we come into a venue and the other people there know everything. Now you know the most.
Well, I first did lights here 23 years ago.
Oh, my God. You're only 25.
I know. Yeah, so I walked
Seriously,
in.
Wait a second. You're only... in your 20s. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30, and Roger put me in front of a light board when I was 7 for a magic show.
Holy crap.
Okay, when the doves come out, do this. When the bunnies come out, do this. Yeah.
You are a wizened veteran. That explains all the gray in your hair. Not. There's no gray in your hair. Well, and then you're, I see you're, right now you're holding a, like a hot coffee water thermos thing so you can get some hot water for Rippy to shave.
Yes.
Because there's no hot water back here.
There's no hot water. Space was built in 1933. Mm-hmm. And they kind of stopped any sort of advancement in plumbing at that point. There's still a swamp cooler downstairs. It's broken.
A what?
Swamp cooler.
What is that?
The cold air, cold water air is blown over it.
There's no air conditioning is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yes. That's right. I remember when we filmed the Complete History of America DVD here, we had to bring in air conditioning for the audience and for us. And for all the lighting.
That was September?
It was
right after Katrina.
It was the weekend of Katrina.
Yeah.
It was September or August, I think, of that year.
So it was nice and toasty in here.
Yeah, even with the air conditioning that we brought in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great old building, though, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. There's a basement below where we're standing. There's a sub-basement where lighting is stored. Mm. If you go out to the front, there's the lobby, and then balcony, and then projection booth above that, and then there's a crawl space above that. You go through the crawl space to hand lower the chandeliers.
Nice.
Into the house.
Nice.
So we have to stand on 2x4s and hope you don't tip forward too far.
I love it. Do you have a family and friends coming to the show tonight?
My dad is in the balcony. My mom is in the balcony.
Sitting with you, okay.
Well, sitting near me.
Do you get nervous when they're here?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
No more than I am because I haven't called the show in how many months?
Okay. So you're a little nervous, but it has nothing to do with the venue or your family.
No, it's the venue because there is no first electric in the house. There's no house electric. So the center pool, you know, we have our three pools in every show.
Mm-hmm.
The center pool is actually the follow spot from the balcony.
Right.
So having to remember to not call the cues that are center special only and call them as follow spot to someone I met 2 hours ago.
All right. Well, you clearly got a lot on your plate, Allie Bostic. We'll let you go now. Have a good show.
Thanks. You too.
And we'll be back to check in with the actors to see how it's going at halftime right after this.
Yes, I'm Roger Roten, the proprietor of the Sebastian Theater in Sonoma, California. And you're listening to the podcast of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This spring and summer of 2012, you'll be able to RSC us in 34 cities in the U.S. and the U.K., including cities like Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, York, Buxton, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Derby, Hereford, Rhyl, Barnsley, Salford, Basingstoke, Crawley, where we hope to meet Lord and Lady Grantham, Bedford, Tewkesbury, and London, returning to the Arts Theatre. And for a short time only, the Arts Theatre in London is selling a reduced number of tickets per performance for the special London Olympics 2012 price of 2012. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. Well, it's halftime here at the Sebastiani Theater in our hometown of Sonoma, California, and I don't see how that could have gone better.
Well, maybe if the light board didn't blow on the first cue, that would have been one thing that would have.
You know
gone
what? That would have been better. Yes, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely be buying Allie a beer after tonight's show. She's gonna need it. Poor girl.
Yeah, that was a, well. Next time, I think we got to do a fundraiser for the Sebastiani so we get them a new light board.
Yes, or at least a light board operator that's not Allie who's also trying to call the show.
And right, exactly right.
But yes, it happened on the very first cue when you started. start the show, the first words we hear are, it's come down to this.
Yeah, sadly it had.
It's come down to a blackout.
It had just come down.
It had just come down, just sadly come down. But how did you feel out there for the first half in front of your family, friends, hometown, everybody you know on Earth?
It's fun.
They love it.
And, you know, it's Sonoma, so they're kind of politically correct. So there's certain things that they go, I shouldn't be laughing at this.
Yes.
But
Oh, wait,
that's not funny.
Yes.
Well, it is, but I can't laugh at it.
No, but
it's great. It's a packed house. I see people I know everywhere. I see our mock sponsorship is Carrie's Sports Grill Sports Tracker.
Uh-huh.
And Carrie's dad is in the front row over against the wall stage.
Oh, that's fun. Was that Martina Navratilova?
Just behind Martina. Oh, second row. So right behind Martina. Yeah, our mock Martina.
That's very funny.
I guess the demographic might be skewed to maybe an older crowd or maybe a crowd that just doesn't like their sci-fi fantasy because for the first time when I say, welcome to the Sci-Fi Fantasy Baseball League Championship, I'm Captain Jack Harkness. Nothing.
Zip it.
Got nothing.
not a lot of Doctor Who
fans, not Matt fans. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Not only is it a hometown crowd, but they are doing a brisk business in wine and beer. So they came.
And the more they drink, the more talented we are.
Wine, beer, and popcorn.
It's the breakfast of champions here at the Sebastiani Theater. But I thought in terms of the audience, cast on stage, I thought we did a pretty good job. Little concerned about the audience tonight. I thought they started out strong and faded. And this, which is what happens, you know, when you drink a little, you go, they can't sustain this. You can't sustain this pace.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in the second half.
Well, and who would you say drives the pace in a show like this? The cast or the audience?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're right. The cast drove it in the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. You're right. The audience drove it the first couple of minutes because, like, everything we said, every sentence, we had to hold for a laugh.
Right.
Especially
in the dark. And then the lights finally came up, and I looked at Reed, and I said, should we go back? And we went, no, plow on.
That's what happened is maybe the audience crashed. We need to reset their program.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll bring them back to life.
Okay. Bring them back to life.
Free drinks.
Now, Matt Reppe, you were talking to us about some home field disadvantages you had once when we were playing down in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
The Shakespeare show, right?
I still feel like I should apologize to Jane Martin every time I see her because...
She was doing the wardrobe backstage.
She was backstage with us, yeah. And so it wasn't... it had been a while since you had done the show, so she's a little nervous. I'm being so cocky. You interviewed me going, how do you feel? You got 30 members of your family out there, most of which of whom had never seen me perform. Oh, and... The ones who had, it had been since like I was in high school. So I was being all cocky, going, hey man, it's family. Who's going to forgive you the most? It's family. You know, I could go out there and fart in a tube and they're going to love it. And I was really cocky. And then I do my opening bit with the cards, Shakespeare, invading Poland. And I go back and I get out of my street clothes and I put my slops on. And then I'm looking for my red trousers and they're not there. And I'm like, oh, Jane, don't do this to me. Where are my red trousers? Where are my red trousers? Jane, get over here. And she's coming up going, oh, I'm so sorry. I put them right there. I swear they were right there. They were just there. And we're looking around on the floor. And then she lifts up my shirt and I'm wearing them. And that was when I realized, oh, I'm nervous. I see.
So this is what they call nerves.
Right.
Wow.
And then the rest of the show, my hands were shaking. But it works out, and it's true. I mean, I think the people here in this town are going to forgive you. So when you see them on
God willing,
Frozen
yes.
Goods aisle tomorrow.
Yes. That's right.
You can blame me. I don't mind.
That's right.
They never see me anyway.
Yes, I will bravely blame Allie.
This podcast is dedicated to the late Allie Bostet, whose light tragically went out and never came back on. And now for a report on what happened to the lights tonight in the Sebastiani Theater, we take you over to Austin Titchener. Austin? Thanks, Austin. I'm standing here with Roger Roten, proprietor of the Sebastiani Theater. Roger, you have a theory about what happened to the lights tonight. What is it?
Well, you know, it could be the ghost. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There are ghosts in this building.
There's a ghost in the Sebastiani Theater?
Yes, there is. And they sometimes can mess with the lights and stuff. I mean, I don't know, but it had to be that. I mean, my equipment's just, you know, could never fail.
I've met the ghost.
You've met the ghost.
The ghost has visited me one time all by myself.
The ghost takes corporeal form.
Actually, just more of a tingling from the top of your head down through your body, out your fingers. Oh. Twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Wow. And Roger, have you seen this apparition?
No, I haven't. I've never seen the ghost. Actually, you know, personally, I've not visibly seen them. No.
But this is not the first night that the lights have gone wonky on a show.
Well, it's one of the first ones like this. I mean,
really? This was particularly special.
There was something in the air tonight. I don't know what it was, but I don't know whether it's the vibes, you know, the troop brought in here or what, but the things were a little bit crazy.
All right. Well, there you have it, Austin. Roger Roten making a fantastic excuse for what the hell happened tonight. Back to you.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your home field problems and or rituals via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, dugout manager Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Allison Thurman. No reason, it's just random. Thanks to Ali Bostet, who survived so much and kept us all going and even gave me the title for this week's podcast. And special thanks to Roger Roten of the Sebastiani Theater. We'll hear more about that fabulous jewel, I mean the theater, but it applies to Roger as well, in next week's podcast. Finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 278/834 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to RSCSN, the Reduced Shakespeare Company Sports Network. Good.
There's your opening.
There's
my opening. With a belief.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.